Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast number 222, another double dose of podcasting goodness today. First up, I'm going to be reviewing Rendition, the second episode of Torchwood Miracle Day, and then Barnaby Edwards from Doctor Who New York will be along to review Tony Lee's Big Finish debut, Rat Trap. One of the challenges Torchwood has had over the years has been its split personality. I alluded to this last week, the mixture of the grim and the crazy and whacked out, and maybe that paradox comes from its Doctor Who pedigree, where, to be honest, internal consistency has never been a strong point, nor does it need to be. Anyway, we see both sides of this in episode 2 of Miracle Day, Rendition. Now, I'm not going to even try to judge the technical plausibility of whipping up a chelation antidote to arsenic poisoning, or the science of life extension, or how a conspiracy within the CIA would actually work, but one of the two things that I really dug about Rendition was that it was a procedural type of story, like your basic forensic cop show or political drama, in the best way. Real people, middle management government officials, frontline emergency room doctors, doing what they would really do in such a crisis. Wargaming the scenarios, prioritizing the response. To repeat another thing I said last week, Miracle Day has more episodes to work with than Children of Earth, and that means there's more need, and opportunity, to sell just how dire universal immortality will get. So in terms of human behavior and institutional responses, Doris Egan's script and Billy Gearhart's direction imbue Rendition with realism. But Torchwood isn't about pure realism, which is why we are presented at the end with a backwards-headed zombie. It's so cracktastic, so hilariously macabre, and so necessary a signpost to American viewers unfamiliar with Torchwood, a franchise that has always simultaneously winked at its drama while milking it for all it's worth. When Gwen tells Esther, "Welcome to Torchwood," at the end, that's the voice of Russell T. Davies reminding you that the Torchwood universe is barking mad and full of
backwards-headed zombie.
As grim as Miracle Day is likely to finish, we are still in the same universe where a Torchwood team in an SUV chased a human blowfish in a convertible. And now, here's Barnaby Edwards.
One of the highlights of the Big Finish range over the last year has been the Fifth Doctor, Nyssa, Tegan and Turlough trilogies, which have given us the extremely welcome full-time return of Janet Fielding to Doctor Who. June's release, Rat Trap, sees the end of the second mini-season, featuring one of my favourite TARDIS teams. The mini-season format that Big Finish has been using over the last several years will often provide a big climax to the trilogy of plays, as it did with the return of the Mara in the previous season with these characters. This year, however, the last play in the set is exciting for a different reason. It sees the Big Finish debut of a writer best known in the comic book medium, Tony Lee. In his comics work, Tony does an excellent job capturing the voice of the Doctor, and he clearly has a great affinity for this TARDIS team that comes through loud and clear in his dialogue. Nyssa and Tegan have some wonderful lines, and their repartee with an often exasperated Fifth Doctor is an absolute delight. I was especially amused by Nyssa's satisfaction at cutting the Doctor off in mid-lecture during a particularly tense scene, and her comment shortly afterwards about even 50 years later nothing seemingly having changed in their relationship. The story itself is a macho militaristic tale that would have fitted in very well with the Eric Saward house style of seasons 19 to 22. We get a military expedition, plenty of gritty realism, underground chambers and some grotesque characters and violent death. It reminds me a lot of Earthshock crossed with Doctor Who and the Silurians. Pleasingly missing, however, certainly for those listeners who may have heard criticism of some of Lee's comics work, is any excess continuity references. There are some definite nods to the past, but this is a play that can be listened to without needing to know any extensive backstory, something that was not always the case in the time when this group was on television. The setting of the story is also interesting. Election Day 1983. If this had been shown on television, it would have been a contemporary story, but now it can almost be considered a historical. I remember the day well, and it just makes me feel old, so thanks, Tony. Overall, the plot is nothing new, but it is carried off with great style and aplomb in both the writing and by this fantastic TARDIS crew, who seem to have such fun saving the world and bickering along the way.
Thank you, Barnaby. The 2-Minute Time Lord podcast can be found at TWOMinuteTimeLord.com, on iTunes, on Twitter, on Facebook, on numerous places. Congratulations to Chris Sigma and Laura Sigma, I guess, on their recent wedding. Way to go, Oodcast. Catch you soon. Bye-bye.